Okay, this is side two. In addition to the dirt in the yard, we also have a bunker that is large enough to hold four cots, and there are four cots in there. It's just a bunker made up of large garbage cans that are filled with dirt and well enforced and supported by sandbags. And the only occasion the girls have had to use the bunker was during this last offense, which was around the time of Tet. I think it's T-E-T. And that is one of the national holidays, the biggest holiday of the year here. And at that time, they did use the bunkers because of the VC attacks that were so prominent during that period of time. Other than that, I don't think they have used it. However, it's nice to know it's there. It's just about, 6 feet from my door, so you just have to run into it. The one good thing that a bunker will do is protect you from any flying shrapnel should rockets come in this area. So, because from what I understand, shrapnel will go through walls and will go through wood, but not through thick dirt like that and metal. So that's our cozy little compound, and it takes a few days to settle into it, so to speak. Once I can unpack, in Marie's room there are two metal lockers so that I can hang up some of my clothes, and there are some chest of drawers, at least one, and I can put some things in the drawers, and this will make it a little bit better. I can foresee making some minor changes, like putting a duckboard in the shower, little things like that that would make all the difference in the world. As I say, even after one day, I have a better attitude, but the first day I was really quite surprised. But as I say, some of this was only because of the confusion amongst themselves, really, so unnecessary. There are two other girls that work here. The program director is Linda Wright, and she's very, very pleasant, very friendly, very willing. The other gal is called Bobby Burns, I think. I've forgotten already. She will be transferred as of April the 15th. Actually, she won't be here after the 8th of April. She's going to Sauk Trang, which is in the south, the Mekong Delta area. And so at least for a few weeks, we will have, there will be just Linda and myself here. Betty McKinney, the area supervisor, has promised me that we will have a third girl just as soon as a new one comes in from the States. So that'll be good. Let's see, what else did I do? Health-wise, I feel fine. I really do. The first 2 days I was in the country, the heat made me headachy and whatnot. But after that, I haven't had any trouble with the heat. Of course, I'm soaking wet most of the time. And today I did an inventory of the club, which really, it took me several hours, and I was just soaked through and through. That is inventorying all the property. A number of pieces are missing, none of which I will sign for if it is not there. That's a big job done. I also hired a house girl, or at least interviewed one and asked her to start tomorrow. I don't know how it's going to work out. We have to get a pass for her to come on base and all this good stuff. But she will work full-time 6 days a week for 4,000 piastres, which is about 35 American dollars. Well, with three girls, it'll only come to about $11-$12 a month. With two, it'll be closer to 18. But whatever it cost, we need a girl here in the hooch cleaning every day because of this dust problem. It's like a sand that comes in, Duchess. It's almost red in color. And as I say, everything is completely covered with it. And it's because of these choppers going at all times they fly. But it's very hard working with the Vietnamese people because I can see by the staff that we have, we don't have the qualified, skilled staff that I knew in Korea. We have five mamasans, old women, that come to the club in the morning, and they are brought in and out by what they call PA&E, Pacific Architect and Engineer Company. They act as our new people over here in Vietnam. But these women come and they don't know how to clean. I mean, they will dust the furniture in the club and they just go over things with a wet rag. And there are many areas of the club that have not been cleaned for a year, I'm sure. The club will be 2 years old this August. And I have had them scrubbing and washing as much as I could all day yesterday and today. I'm sure they're very upset with me, but when you open a refrigerator door and it's filthy through and through, and rust all over and almost mud caked on the door, then you know that it's time to do something about it. So it's going to take a while, and it's a great big challenge. And I'm pretty sure after I start to get things in order, they will move me, because most of the girls over here have been at least in two locations and many more in three or four. I am sure now that I was sent here purposely to help straighten out some of the problems. I was told about this when I was 2 days in Saigon, and what can you do? I mean, I just get lucky, right? If there's a problem area, I'll find it. Another interesting thing, and I tell you this just to give you the full color of the atmosphere here. The artillery units do quite a bit of firing here at night. Now, they're firing at things that are a distance away. I mean, we're not in any line unit, so to speak. However, because the artillery units are located in and around this area, they fire almost all night through the night. The first night, Duchess, between the helicopters, and I would have sworn they were using this little room as a landing pad because they fly so close. I mean, they just skim the top of this roof. Well, between them and the artillery, I did very little sleeping because the whole room shakes, and I wasn't used to it. But now, I've only been here Wednesday night, Thursday night, right, two nights. Last night I slept much better. In fact, I slept all night because I was quite tired, having not slept a great deal the night before. Billy McKinney, the area supervisor who was up with me the other day, was quite shocked and I'm sure quite disturbed at many of the things she saw here. She had only been on a tour visit here once before. And she was very nice about it because she said, "Ann, it's very discouraging to send you in here with things being so run down." There were many things, like the club had not been secured properly, the locks weren't locked, and there were three men sleeping in the club when only one is authorized. We do have three men assigned to the club. Two of them have to pull guard elsewhere, but the one is there all day and he sleeps there at night, which is fine because he acts as a guard, security guard, and he's a very pleasant boy. His name is Bob. The other two are a bit shiftless, but I put them to work today. And anyway, I think it's going to work out pretty good. I like it because, as I say, it is a tremendous challenge, but I have practically a free hand. I don't have the help I would like or need, but you do the best you can. The so-called bed I'm sitting on, it's got more lumps in it than army potatoes. The sheets, you could not say they are white. Supposedly they were clean, but again, with the dust, and you know, they have stains on them, and they are grayer than gray. And with no maid here to do any of the work, the girls were barely getting their uniforms washed and ironed. But because they could not agree on how much to pay a maid or what maid they should have, they never had any. So I, whether they want one or not, we're having one, and they will help pay for it. Well, as I say, there'll be two leaving. It'll just be Linda and I, and Linda was in full agreement with it because I talked to her about it. So that, in a nutshell, is the present situation. Can't think of all the good things I should tell you. I mean, other, you know, big things offhand. There's a lot of small things in the club, an awful lot of things. I already sat down with the staff meeting today. Oh, another big factor is that this compound is composed of roughly 12,000 Thai troops. These are men from Thailand who speak no English, who are crude in their mannerisms because they are not the educated, they are not the cultivated modern type. They come from the boondocks of Thailand, and they abuse the privileges in the club. I mean, they, you know, a pool table, they scratch it and they do this and that and the other thing. At one time, this was the home of the 9th Division, and that's the reason they built such a large club here. It's one of the largest clubs in Vietnam, naturally. And at one time, it was quite a thriving place, but with the Thai people being in here, it's very hard. Technically and military-wise, they are not supposed to come into the club, but that restriction has been lifted. As opposed to Thai, we have approximately 3,500 American GIs. So about 80 or 90% of our men are Thai men who use the club. Duchess, this is almost running out. Listen, just know that I'm real well, my foot is fine, my health is good, and my attitude is good.